those after we'd render our lard and press all of that grease out of that, then we had great stack of those cracklings, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother would put them in her cornbread, and sometimes then she'd just take some meal and put some of those cracklings in it, and they had a name for that. What did they call it? Scrapple? Scrapple?
Mm-hmm.
I believe that's what they called it. And that was good eating, boy. It wasn't a thing in the world, but just cracklings from that rendering of that meat and just cornmeal. Wonderful. Scrapple.
Now, what did you say you called head cheese? What was the other word?
Souse?
Uh-huh.
Souse, yes. Yes, sir. But I think, I rather think that head cheese is the proper name for it. But I know I've heard my folks call it souse. They speak about souse. Well, we knew what we were going to have. We were going to have some pickled souse. Well, we were going to have some pickled head cheese. Yeah.
And you say if you didn't kill a beef because the meat spoiled, huh?
Well, I rather think that that's the reason. When we would get hungry for a mess of beef, why, Dad'd buy a big mess of steak or a big old beef roast or something, you know, at the butcher shop, and
mm-hmm.
maybe when they get home with it, mother'd put it on and cook it, because I don't take any chance of losing it. Mm-hmm. Cook it.
What do you call butter when it gets sort of old and begins to taste? Say it's turned.
Well, I'd say it's rancid.
Uh-huh.
Yes, that's right. The old butter gets rancid. Well, I don't want it. However, my mother would use up her butter, her rancid butter, making cakes. Never tasted in the cake. That was always a funny. That was always a mystery to me. It'd be so rancid that you couldn't eat it on your bread. But she could put that in a cake, and you'd never know anything about it. It made a marvelous cake. That was a butter cake. Use that old butter. And then we never had that away. That we never lost it. It was used. All used up. Yeah.
Did you have any special word for milk that was just beginning to turn sour?
Well, it was blinky. That's what we always, that's the way we always referred to it. We taste it, and if it is a little sour, well, we say, oh my goodness, that milk blinky.
And if it had curdled a little bit?
Well, there's a certain form or condition that a crock of milk will, after it starts to get a little blinky, then the next thing that happens, it clabbers. And my goodness alive, you know, that's the most wonderful thing outside. I don't know anything would be better to make up a batch of bread with than butter, than outside of buttermilk, then a batch of clabber milk. I've seen my mother use it many a time. Yes.
What did you call the curds that you would get if you took milk and heated it until it formed curds?
Well, that was, I guess the proper name for that is cottage cheese. But we called it smear cakes. I've heard it called that, smear cakes. Would take a crock of clabber milk and heat it to a certain degree, and dump it into a clean flour or a meal sack, and then take it out and hang it on the clothesline and let it hang there and drip. Drain all that green out. And then take it in there and season it, put a little salt,